thanks for joining Sweet Tea and Tacos for this week. I'm Dave.
And I'm Jen.
And this week we're talking about cooking for families, cooking with a family, cooking if you've got kids. Like, you know, there's a lot of different reasons why you'd want to do that. There's, you know, the health reasons, the economic reasons, and that experience of just cooking and having the home-cooked meals. And we have older teens, so it's kind of different than when we were younger with the younger kids. And so we thought, you know what, let's bring in our friend Stephanie. And she's got a great perspective because of where she is in life with her kids. So let's welcome Stephanie.
Hi, everyone.
Hey, Stephanie.
Hey, Stephanie. Welcome.
Well, I'm so glad to be here today. You can't see, but I am sipping on some sweet tea as we converse.
There you go. Yeah. We haven't made any today. We made some yesterday. So, Stephanie, tell us, start off, let's talk a little bit about your cooking journey and kind of how you started cooking first.
My cooking journey starts with when I got married, actually. I was not a cook. My mom was not a cook. The closest thing I ever had to a home cooked meal was a buffet line at Shoney's. So there was not much cooking going on in my house. So I didn't learn much from her. Like, God love her, she's great, but she just didn't cook.
Yeah, she is.
but my grandmother cooked, and I saw her cooking when I would go over to her house, and I remember the smells coming out of her kitchen, and like the simmering and the gas stove and baking cookies and all of the things that were going on as she was cooking. And so that's where it started. And then I didn't start actually cooking until I got married, and my mother-in-law gave me a cookbook of all the recipes that she liked to cook at that time. And so I was like, well, what better way to my husband's heart than the food that he already knows about?
There you go.
That's where I got started.
Well, cool. How did, when you guys started having kids, how did that change things for you? Like, how did that continue?
When we started having kids, I actually started to make baby food and for my first daughter, because I had all the time in the world at that time. And so that was fun, just being able to research a little bit of ingredients that went together that were more on the fruity side and more of the maybe ingredients even that I wasn't even used to. So that was fun. But then we kept on having kids and kept on having kids, because now we have
So yeah, just as a disclaimer, how many kids do you have in kind of the age range?
We have six children, and they range from the age of 12 years old all the way down to 4 months old at the time.
4 months old?
Right now, yeah. So we have two girls and then four boys, yeah.
So yeah, so that's one of the reasons we asked Stephanie to join us. If there's somebody who can cook and has six kids of that age group, we thought, Stephanie can probably give us some really good insights on how to do that.
Well, and also, yes, Nobody has any excuse, because if you can do it, right, Anybody can. I
mean, well, thank you very much.
As busy as you are.
You're sweet. I do. I love to cook, though. I have fully embraced it, and just having more kids. It has changed. having kids, I don't get to maybe be quite as elaborate. Or I used to make spaghetti sauce from scratch, and now I like one from the can. It's not from a can; it's from the plastic bottle.
Well, hey, but like you said, we were talking to the other day. That's one of those time savers. It's like, look, okay, I've got to figure out some efficiencies somewhere. And hey, this is a decent sauce; it's good price. No problem. I got eight people to feed, so,
Right. This is kind of funny, a side note, that when talking about prices of food, I do have to pay attention to that a lot, about what prices are, because, we can easily go through food just very quickly. But when I had more time, I used to shop, like, three different stores, and it was, like, my, like, super bargain.
Yeah, sweet. I went through that phase too.
I went through Kroger's got the meat, Kroger's got the cheese. I'm gonna go to Walmart, hit the toilet paper.
Yeah, there used to be a place around here, a drugstore that's no longer, that got bought up by some other people, and she used to go in there and like they would pay her to leave. That was my joke, is that she would do so well with the coupons, and it's like, yeah, I made $20, you know.
Nice, that's fun. But yeah, so we have changed our menu and changed our convenience and the that sort of thing over the years. But
well, okay, so kind of along those lines, talk to us about how you shop. Like, how often do y'all go? Do you bulk buy? Do you go to, you know, regular grocery stores? Do you use these kind of warehouse type places, or you know, what works the best for y'all?
We really shop three main different places. So we do the wholesale shopping, and I do the grocery store, and I do the box store that I like. I also do the fresh market, like the open market.
Farmer's market type.
The farmer's marketplace, yeah. I generally, I get my meat from one place that I really like. I just feel like the meat tastes better there. And then I get my fresh vegetables at a certain place, and then I go and I'll get kind of like the fill-in, like the things in the cans and the bottles and that sort of thing. I might get that from another place. So just the wherever the price point hits, or whatever I'm feeling like for the day and how much I want to travel around town. But we have a checklist, and usually I put the first letter of the place that I feel like you should get that place. If Brandon's going shopping, he knows, okay, I need to get cheese from this place. And I am brand specific on some things. I haven't wavered.
Yeah,
I think we're that way too.
But I do mostly buy in bulk to try to minimize as many shopping trips as possible. And then when I do buy in bulk, when I'm buying meat or anything like that, I try to cook it in bulk as well. And then I freeze it after I've cooked it, so I can just pull it from the refrigerator and then go from
when
there.
When you freeze it, do you freeze it like in like small, like what sizes? Do you freeze it all in one batch? Or do you freeze the smaller amounts? Or
yeah, I break it into the serving sizes that we use for our meals. So that might look a little different for you guys.
Yeah,
for
absolutely.
Us, it's generally about, I just get the freezer mm-hmm. bags and, for convenience, and put them in that. So I can just fill it out. And I do it about 2 pounds, I guess, in each little bag.
Cool. So, okay.
I was just going to say, I think that's a great idea. I've really never thought about doing that with meat, you know, cooking mm-hmm. meat.
The closest thing we'll get to that is like, to save time, I'll get a rotisserie chicken. So if we're making something with chicken in it, maybe a chicken, we'll do a quick chicken pie or a quick whatever, and I'll use a rotisserie chicken. And I usually, you know, we break that down into, you know, white meat, dark meat, and then leftover pieces. And usually that goes to the dog, like skins and all that rigmarole. And then, but yeah, no, we haven't really like cooked a whole batch of chicken, and we gotta do that.
That's a good idea.
Yeah, I like to grill it. I like to go ahead and shred it, and mm-hmm. just kind of go ahead and have it.
Yeah.
I mean, detailed prep, not mm-hmm. just like cook.
Right.
And some meals I like dark meat, and some meals I like just the white meat, and just keep it mixed up like that.
So as far as the types of things you're cooking now, you know, one of the things we have is you kind of have stereotypical family food, and that's kind of, I think, maybe people think back on the casseroles or pot roasts or, you know, just, you know, pasta and meat sauce, which is good, but, you know, that's, you know, what are, do y'all kind of do stereotypical food, or I kind of think of you as somebody that maybe cooks things that you wouldn't think are stereotypical for kid food?
Yeah, definitely. I enjoy casserole every now and then, but generally I like to keep my pantry kind of its own grocery store. So I feel like I can just go shop at my own little mini grocery store in the pantry, and then, go pick from what I want and just kind of whip together a meal. The other day we had ramen bowls. And so I made some it was the 10 cent pack of ramen. We boiled that. And then, but I added the veggies and, added some fish to that, and yeah, it turned out really good. And my kids generally enjoy what I make. So the one meal that they haven't enjoyed, and they let me know it, was oatmeal. I got completely slammed about oatmeal.
Yeah, so. That's kind of a, I think, a theme here, too. There's not a bunch of oatmeal. I mean, maybe once we can pull it off, but, you know, you try to pull out that other oatmeal packet on a school day, and they just like, nope, not going to do it. No.
I think generally my meals are based maybe in a cream sauce or just the tomato sauce, like a spaghetti, what you would think of as a spaghetti sauce or that sort of thing too. So
we had the one bite rule, you know.
Well, yeah, that was actually something that our pediatrician recommended.
Oh yeah, definitely.
He said, you know, make them at least taste one bite. You know, they can't get dismissed from the table unless they at least try it. So
so how do you do that with your kids?
So I'm a blanket you must eat what's on your plates, or you'll go hungry. I'm not very wavering in that, because I also know that what my kids have eaten in the past, and I do try to cook to their palate. But
right, that's the other thing you're saying. You're telling me the other day, it's like, look, son, I know what you like. I will cook it. This is trust me.
My son, he tried to tell me that he didn't want to eat this ramen bowl, and I was like, son, you are gonna have to just believe that I can make good food. You tell me all the time that this was the best meal you've ever had. And you just need to believe me and try this. And he ended up loving it. He had never eaten the salmon before.
Well, that's cool. That's good. And how old is he?
He is 8.
See, that's great.
Yeah, that's great. I mean, I know our kids did not eat ramen, anything.
No, I was going to say, along those same lines, is that I just always present them with different kinds of foods. So, like, if we're having Brussels sprouts or if we're having French fries, I know he's going to love French fries. But, like, if I never present a child with different foods, then they're absolutely never going to eat it. But if I present them with some food.
Yeah, our kids actually love Brussels sprouts. And I think that's a very polarizing vegetable, if there is one. You get a lot of people, oh, Brussels sprouts, I hate them. But, you know, our kids love them. And you know, we've never had an issue with that.
You have to know how to
cook
them.
That's right.
That is true. They like the way David cooks them. But, and you know.
She does it the exact same way.
I'll do it the exact same way, but they say, oh, daddy's tastes better.
Oh, that's hilarious.
But, so when we.
You don't put enough love into it. You need more love.
I don't know. When we first got married, before we had kids, we were like, okay, we're never going to cut the crust off of bread for sandwiches. Our kids are not gonna, you know, eat dinosaur shaped chicken nuggets and all this, and you do have to make some.
We went through some phases.
One of our children in particular is a lot more, he was a lot more carb sort of centric, but you know, I would say overall they have pretty varied tastes. I mean, when we go to restaurants, they're like wanting to order the lamb rack and stuff.
Yeah. Oh yeah. So like when I have to save up to take our daughter to sushi because she will break us. So it's like, I want one of all of these things, you know. It's like, do you know what it is? I have no idea, you know. Hey, whatever.
That's a good problem, I guess.
Yeah.
Yeah. Let me ask you this, Stephanie. You mentioned, you know, pre-cooking the chicken and meat and things like that. Do you go ahead and ever make, like, whole meals? I mean, like, it would probably be more like casseroles and things like lasagna, but, I mean, do you kind of just say, I'm going to take a day and do a bunch of cooking and, you know, kind of batch cook and freeze it, or you just kind of take it more day by day?
I usually take it more day by day. I am a stay-at-home mom, so I kind of have that more of a luxury of being able to start cooking whenever I need to start cooking in the day. And so freezing, I might have had a phase where I did that, and when it was a lot more casserole-y things. But I also really like, I just enjoy cooking. Yeah. So cooking is kind of my 5 o'clock drive home, because I get to transition from the day into the evening, and I kind of my zone and where I can go, and the kids are entertaining themselves at that point. And so, yes, I have done some of that, but I'm more of a and because we just have to make so much. If I was to, I would really spend all day making a lot. Yeah,
I think the most that we do is we'll do, for instance, we do a lot of soups. And we'll do a soup or a chili, especially in the wintertime, where we'll cook that on a Monday, have that Tuesday, and do something else Wednesday. And especially during the school year when the kids are going 90 to nothing, that saves us that day in the kitchen on Tuesday.
Yeah, but we rarely get to the point where we ever can
get back. Yeah, we can't get
cook and freeze anything.
No, we don't get any further ahead than
that.
Plus,
we don't really have a freezer space.
No.
Nice.
So what about your kids? Do they help you in the kitchen? How do you include them?
That's a great question. I really started to include them in my cooking when I make a chicken and dumplings. And so I'd make the dumplings from scratch, and I would have extra or just separate some of that dough, and they would just start playing with it and mold it and playing with it like Play-Doh. So that's been fun. My oldest daughter, she really likes to bake. And now I really like to cook, and I feel like there's a difference between cooking and baking.
Is,
I am not a baker. I'm just not. I don't have that. I like the, ingredients you can just play with and put as much in your mouth. Measuring and following directions to the T is not my.
It's not my name.
No, it's not.
But my daughter, she's the oldest one, and she really does enjoy following it to the T, because she knows exactly what she's supposed to do, and she can, level off the flour and bake some cookies. So she's made several cakes and brownies from the brownie mix, and bakes cookies a lot. Awesome. So anyway, she has fun with
it. That's cool. Yeah. We've enjoyed, it's interesting. It's neat to see them have that success when they get in there, then they, serve it and people like it, and they're like, they get really proud of what they've done and its accomplishment and it empowers them. Yeah.
And they all know how to make their own fried egg.
There you go. Everybody's different, right?
They can be self-sufficient in the mornings. Yes, because I don't want to make everybody their own egg in the morning.
Well, that's good. I think we need to try. We just need a couple more pans, because Jennifer likes hers a certain point and Helen likes hers a certain point. So I never can get them just right in the same pan. So
no, that's impossible. Yeah,
exactly.
This kind of ties into what David and I were talking about on a recent podcast that we did about Mother's Day. We mentioned certain things that we remembered our mother's cooking, that were kind of our favorites. And so what do you think your kids might remember, years from now, or when they come home, for holidays and things? What will they say? Hey, Mom, will you please make so-and-so? Do they have some favorites?
Interesting. Yes. They really like my cream sauce, like pasta cream sauce. So I make
like an Alfredo
whipping cream, garlic, and just putting that over some chicken. And even like that can kind of play over into my daughter's favorite potato soup, because I always put some whipping cream in there. So it's like the heavy whipping cream is probably going to be something that either they regret knowing about because they gain 5 pounds every time they put that in their basket, or they're going to love it because they're going to be like, mom needs to make
this. We've got a lot of butter in our fridge.
Oh, a lot of butter.
We use a lot of butter. Yeah.
We probably need to transition to more olive oil.
We use a lot of that too. Well, cool. Well, thank you for joining us, Stephanie. We really appreciate it.
Oh, it was a blast. Thanks so much for having me.
And we hope the listeners have enjoyed it and got something out of that, and maybe you learned a thing or two about how to help be a little more efficient in their kitchen and cook with kids and bring them in, and you can still do it even when you have 6 kids or 2, so cool. Well, thank you very much again.
Oh, you're welcome.
I'm Dave.
And I'm Jim.
And Stephanie.
Bye.